The Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of Cole & Company underway. We had a longer hiatus than planned, as no show yesterday due to the Bills Steelers game having been postponed from Saturday to Monday. Of course, the Bills get the win in that one. The Bucks get the win over the Eagles in the nightcap. Great stuff from our friends Westwood One, like usual. The Fan, your home for the NFL in Eastern Iowa, all the way through the Super Bowl. Looking forward to great coverage from Las Vegas at the Super Bowl, which will be here before we know it, less than a month away. So. Here we are. We're off and running for this week, and a lot to get to, as you might imagine, on this show with a late start to the week. First things first, however you are tuned in, thank you so much for being here. You got all sorts of options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you give us a follow on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Cole Bear. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuckerberg machine. You'll find us and just hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed of yours. Take down the number, save it in your phone. If you're ever compelled to interject in the show with a question or comment, don't be shy. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial toll-free at 800-913-9479. Or you can email the show, your question or comment. Maybe there's even someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Don't be shy. Again, pass that along. Just know if you send me an email, might read it on the show. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, like usual, we'll get to area sports news and scores for Tuesday. A lot to get to in the stack. A few holdovers from yesterday due to there being no show. So we'll get to that in just a little bit here. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update and a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast during that first timeout. Come back on the other side in segment two. And the play-by-play voice of Iowa State men's basketball will join the show, John Walters. You follow him on X at JW Cyclones TV. Iowa State men now ranked 24th after a 2-0 record last week that included that big upset win at Hilton Coliseum over then number two Houston, 57-53, if memory serves, was the final of that game a week ago tonight. And so looking forward to talking with John about that game, about a really successful week for Iowa State that, as I mentioned, put the Cyclones in the AP Top 25. Sure looks again like T.J. Otzelberger's team is continuing to come together as they play more games with yet another roster that featured a lot of turnover from last season. And it sure, I mean, as we've talked on the show with John and others, sure looks like the potential of this team is higher than teams of the last couple seasons. Maybe. I mean, if you're going to make a full-fledged debate out of it, I wouldn't argue really against anybody who would say that the team 2 years ago that had Isaiah Brockington on it, that perhaps that team has a, at this point, higher potential, higher ceiling. But I would argue that this roster, as constructed, given some of the offensive limitations, especially going back 2 years outside of Brockington, I would argue that this roster has higher potential. So we'll talk about it all with John. Last week's big win over Houston, getting into the top 25, and preview tonight's game, of course, which you'll hear right here on the official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. The Iowa State men at BYU tonight. More details to follow in just a moment here during area sports news and scores. But look forward to that tonight later here on The Fan. Also, last night of note, when it comes to college basketball, Fran McCaffrey passing Tom Davis as Iowa men's basketball's all-time wins leader in program history. So we got our friend David Eichel to join us and to talk about that milestone for Fran McCaffrey and what sure seems to be an Iowa men's basketball team that's improved quite a bit over the past 2 weeks, I think would be fair to say. David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 Sports Network. Follow him on X if you're not, at David Eichold. He'll join us after we get to that bottom of the hour timeout and get Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim, David in segment three today. So look forward to that. Also, saw, was it yesterday, that Paul Christ, the former Wisconsin head coach, who's long been rumored, basically as long as, you know, since Beth Gett's decision as Iowa athletic director to make it so Brian Ferentz would not be returning next season as offensive coordinator, Paul Christ's name was one of, if not the first, that came up in the Iowa offensive coordinator's search, even before Kirk Ferentz began making calls and talking to people. Turned out that was a call that was made. That was a conversation that was had. At what level, I don't know. In person, on the phone, over Zoom, whatever. But David had mentioned that in multiple times on the show and had seen that he's going to stay in his role as an analyst at Texas. He's working with the Longhorns, and that was the report. Paul Christ says that he's going to stay as an analyst at Texas. And so where does this search go now, and how much longer, how much damage can this really do of serious consequence, if any, to the program if this drags on much longer, this search for an offensive coordinator? So we'll also talk, as I mentioned, Iowa men's hoops and women's hoops when David joins us. So that's coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done with David, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary as well. Then come back for a final time and wrap up this Tuesday edition of the show. All right, like I said, lots in the stack today. So let's go ahead and dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Tuesday. Last night in college basketball, Ben Cricke scored 25 points. Josh Dix added 21, and the Iowa men's basketball team won at Minnesota 86-77. As I mentioned, Fran McCaffrey with that win passes Dr. Tom Davis for the most wins in program history with number 272. It was the first true road win of the season for the Hawkeyes, who are now 11-6 overall and 3-3 in the Big Ten. Last night in college wrestling, fourth-ranked Iowa won 7 of 10 matches to defeat Minnesota 22-9 at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Hawkeye is now 2-0 in the Big Ten. The Cedar Falls High School wrestling team took part in the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Jayhawk Invitational yesterday. The meet was originally scheduled for Saturday, but postponed due to the weather. Cedar Falls brought just 5 wrestlers, but won 2 championships. Evan Simpson at 120 and Drew Campbell at heavyweight. The Tigers had their final dual meet of the season on Thursday against Cedar Rapids Prairie. Weather permitting, a busy evening of Metro High School winter sports, beginning in boys basketball. 4A 6th ranked Cedar Falls playing host to Iowa City High. Waterloo West at home against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Waterloo East hosts Ottumwa. Waterloo Columbus Catholic boys and girls have a varsity doubleheader at Dyke New Hartford. The Wolverine girls are top ranked in Class 2A. The Waterloo East girls also at home. That's a girl-boy varsity doubleheader hosting Ottumwa. In other girls' basketball games in the Metro, 5A 8th-ranked Cedar Falls at Iowa City High tonight. You'll be able to hear that game on Cruising KCFI. Dave Finnegan's pregame coverage will begin at 7:15. I know he recently spoke with Coach Groen, so tune into that for the pregame show. And tip off of that one at Cedar Rapids Xavier, at Iowa City High, will be at 7:30. Waterloo West traveling to Cedar Rapids Xavier, as I mentioned, the boys playing host to Xavier. In girls and boys wrestling in the Metro, Waterloo East has a dual meet at Mason City. In boys and girls bowling, Waterloo West competing in a double duel in Cedar Rapids against Dubuque Hempstead and Cedar Rapids Washington, while Waterloo East is hosting Mason City at Cadillac XBC. And finally, in Metro Boys Swimming, Waterloo West hosting a triangular with Decorah and Iowa City West. For the first time this season, Iowa State has entered the AP Top 25, the Cyclones 24th in this week's rankings after picking up two wins last week, including one over previously undefeated Houston. Iowa State 13-3 this season, 2-1 in Big 12 play. The Big 12 has eight ranked teams in this week's AP Top 25 poll. For the AP Women's Top 25, the Iowa Hawkeyes up another spot from third to second in this week's poll. Iowa is 17-1 and on a 14-game winning streak. South Carolina remains top-ranked following a pair of wins over ranked opponents. Iowa State also in that top 25 at number 24. The Cyclones are 12-4 and unbeaten in the Big 12 at 5-0. Listen to Iowa State women's basketball tomorrow night here on The Fan at Texas Tech. Pregame coverage begins at 5:30, tip-off at 6. We'll have a hustle-up edition of the program. Iowa State's Audie Crooks has been named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week. The freshman center led Iowa State to a pair of home wins against ranked opponents. In the two games, the Algona native averaged 22.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, shot 57% from the floor. She leads Iowa State in scoring this season, averaging 16.7 points per game. That 24th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball team, as I told you a few minutes ago at the open of the show, on the road at Big 12 newcomer BYU tonight. The Cyclones and Cougars are meeting for the seventh time, but the first as members of the Big 12. Iowa State 6-0 all-time against the Cougars, 2-0 in games played in Provo. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8 tonight here on The Fan. For the fourth consecutive week, Iowa's Caitlin Clark has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week in women's basketball. Clark led Iowa to a pair of wins, including a road contest at Purdue, and then a win over 14th-ranked Indiana last week at Purdue. Clark registered a triple-double, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and the win against Indiana, 30 points and 11 assists. The second-ranked Iowa women, speaking of, play host to Wisconsin tonight. The Hawkeyes rolled past the Badgers 87-65 in their first meeting back on December 10th. Iowa All-American Caitlin Clark, currently the NCAA's fifth all-time leading scorer. She needs just 11 points tonight to pass former Baylor star Brittany Griner for fourth place. Game time is at 8 tonight. And the UNI men's basketball team returns to action tomorrow at Belmont. The Bruins drubbed the Panthers at McLeod Center back on November 29th, 90-70. UNI has played well over the last 3 weeks. It has won 6 of its last 7 games. Pregame coverage begins at 7:30 tomorrow night on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 8. And finally, Iowa tight end Eric All is forgoing his extra year of eligibility and declaring for the NFL draft. All spent one season at Iowa after transferring from Michigan, had 21 catches for 299 yards in 7 games before suffering a season-ending injury. Despite missing half of Iowa's games, he finished as the team's season leader in receiving yards. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk Iowa State men's hoops with the play-by-play voice, John Walters. He joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, who met with the Chargers yesterday for their open head coaching job, remains engaged on extension talks with Michigan, but is seeking language in his contract that would give him immunity for being fired for any findings stemming from multiple ongoing NCAA investigations. This is according to Yahoo Sports. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan tells reporters that running back Christian McCaffrey will be a full participant at practice today. It seems the bye week did the trick for his injured calf. San Francisco host Green Bay in the NFC divisional round on Saturday. In a team meeting today, Mike Tomlin told Steelers players that speculation about him stepping away is unfounded and that he plans on coaching the team in 2024. This is according to the NFL Network. And in the NBA, according to The Athletic, Bucks forward Jay Crowder has been cleared to return to the lineup tomorrow, Wednesday, against the Cavaliers. He's missed the last 2 months with muscle core surgery.
Even though you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Maximum Mornings. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Iowa State, a 4.5-point road underdog of the BYU Cougars at the Marriott Center with a total of 141.5. Iowa State has won two straight. The Cougars have won 9 of 10 at home. Iowa with a win at Minnesota yesterday in the Big Ten, 86-77. The Hawkeyes were the 3.5-point road dog. Total closed at 157.5 of the overcashed at 163. Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday, a 2.5-point underdog at Buffalo in the AFC Divisional Round. Tonight, the Blackhawks, $1.30 home ice favorite against San Jose, +110, 6-under at United Center. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect.
Lows level off around 6 below. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 14. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Slight chance of snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 1 above. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow Thursday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 2 degrees above zero.
Hey! Who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
We know it's a really hard place to play. I mean, they've got a great home court advantage. They packed that place. Their fans are... They're a very excited fan base, enthusiastic, whatever you want to say. It's a tough place to play on the road, so we're going to have to be very mentally tough going in there, understanding the environment.
That's Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger talking about what the Clones are up against tonight on the road at Big 12 newcomer BYU, a program that, if you haven't paid close enough attention, has had a lot of success in recent years. I mean, really, in the last decade or so. And so that's going to be a 7 o'clock pregame tonight here on The Fan, 8 o'clock tip. And the play-by-play voice, John Walters, joins us now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. John, thanks so much for being here as always. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing well, and I imagine Cyclone fans are doing quite well. What a week it was last week. After we spoke, Coach Otzelberger's team goes 2-0 and gets a win against then number 2 and undefeated Houston a week ago. A week ago tonight, and 57-53 was the final of that one. I think we got to start there, John. Just what was, or what's still front of mind for you, thinking back on what was just a special night inside Hilton Coliseum?
Well, it was special, and you know, it was the first batch of bad weather of the two that came in last week, and so it wasn't filled to capacity like it was expected to be. That game had been sold out for several weeks. But, you know, probably still 11 or 12,000 people got there and really were into the game, and it was a great environment. And Iowa State was really tough-minded, and you have to be to beat Houston. They're so good and play so hard that you really have to be on your P's and Q's to beat them. And Iowa State was, and they were really good defensively. I knew it would be a low-scoring game. I'm not surprised it was a game in the 50s, and Iowa State found a way to make one more shot at the end. Milan Momcilovic, the outstanding freshman, hit that Dirk fadeaway in the corner. And,
yeah,
you know, it was it was special. And you know, a lot of guys played well. Trey King played really, really well. Mm-hmm. Hassan Ward and Rob Jones continue to play well. And so it was a team effort, but really, really a great win to kind of get the week started.
Yeah, the defense really showed out in that game. The amount of turnovers they forced Houston into, I think, was a season high, thinking back on that game, John. You know, I made the point on this show last Wednesday, and I don't mean this as a slight to Houston. Houston's a great team. I acknowledge that. But the analogy that I made, and knowing you as a football fan, a Bears fan just like me, I'm sure you're aware of this, but when the Seattle Seahawks had their Legion of Boom defense with Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman and all those guys, I don't know if it was somebody on that team or some analyst at one point that said, and it went viral, well, if you commit pass interference on every play, referees can't call pass interference on every play. I thought about that watching that game last Tuesday night, where Houston just plays so physical defensively that it's like you probably could call a check, a hand check, or something on every trip down the floor, but you can't call a foul every trip down the floor.
No, and you can say the same thing about the way Iowa State plays.
Sure,
I mean, they play
sure.
very physically, and you know, and so those are I would say those are the two most physical teams in the Big 12 Conference. Those are the two teams that are going to really try to establish that. They play as hard as any two teams in college basketball. And it would be a very hard game to officiate. It would be one that it would be a nightmare to try to officiate that game. But what really helped Iowa State in that game was to get out to that 14-0 lead right out of the gate, forcing those turnovers, as you said, and give themselves a little bit of, not cushion, because you knew Houston would come back, but just a confidence that, hey, we belong on the court with the number two team in the country. We can play with these guys. And you know, Houston did make its comeback, not surprisingly so, but I thought Iowa State did such a great defensive job on L.J. Cryer. They just kept him from getting any really good looks at the basket, and he's the one guy that's a big-time scoring threat for Houston, and they really shut him down. So I think that was as big a story in that game as any, but yeah, Iowa State got to the free throw line, made their free throws. That's something you have to do in that situation. Iowa State has not shot the three ball well since conference play started. So they've got to find other ways to score, and they did. They got to the free throw line and knocked them down, and that was a big part of clinching that victory.
You know, John, I think it'd be important to add, too, in making that analogy that I did, I do think in a game that arguably could be one of the toughest matchups to officiate, I thought the referees did a good job last Tuesday night.
Well, I did, too. I thought it was a really well-officiated game, and yeah, it's hard, man. I mean, it's just like when Bob Huggins was at West Virginia, his games were almost impossible to officiate. you know, and I get it. I mean, it's just, it's the way the Big 12 is and the way college basketball is. You know, you play all these non-conference games and everybody's averaging 85 or 90 points a game, and then you get into league play and the scores are 55, 52, and, you know, 60 to 53, and that's just pretty much what it is. It's survival. I mean, if you want to survive in this conference, you have to play rugged defense. You have to be physical. You have to really block out with a purpose. You have to set screens like you mean it. You have to fight through screens like you mean it. And, you know, that's the way college basketball has evolved. And some people don't like it. Some people, you know, like the finesse game more, and I understand that. But at the same time, if you want to win, especially on the road in the Big 12 Conference, you're going to have to bring a certain level of physicality. And I think that's the big deal for Iowa State tonight. Can they establish their physicality against a BYU team that, you know, plays with a little bit more finesse? And, you know, how will the game be called? That'll be interesting. Will Iowa State be able to be as rugged physically on the opponent's home floor as they were at home? Will they be able to get away with that? And not that they're bending the rules, just right. That they're going to push the limits, you know, and they're always going to do that. T.J. Altzelberger will say after just about every game, the most physical team is the team that's most likely to win. He wants his team to be that team.
John Walters, Cyclone Sports Network, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow John on X at JW Cyclones TV. Pre-game coverage of Iowa State at BYU begins at 7 tonight here on The Fan, tip-off at 8. John, you had mentioned finding other ways to score in conference play here is the three-point shot not falling right now for the Cyclones. I think a big part of being able to find offense elsewhere has been Hassan Ward. Man, he is at a whole nother level this season. And, you know, despite the fact that he had to go through that injury that kept him out for most of non-conference play, but he has really been a big part of just making things look different and more dynamic on the offensive end, his ability to catch some lobs, his ability to create second chance points. And I think just by nature of demonstrating some of that, it sucked in defenses just a little bit more. And I have to imagine at some point that's going to have a good effect on getting that three-point shot back in shape.
Well, I think it will. And you're right, Hassan's been great since he's come back. He's played four games since returning, and in those four games, he's averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds and shooting about 75% from the floor.
Wow.
And really good on the pick and roll at rolling to the basket and getting those alley-oop dunks. Really good, as you mentioned, at getting to the offensive glass. And the other way that he gets his offense is out of his defense, because he is so good at forcing turnovers and getting deflections and helping ignite that Iowa State fast break. And then he runs the floor really well, so he can go down to the other end and finish. We saw him do that with a lob pass off his own steal from Taman Lipsy for an alley-oop dunk the other day. And just he's such an athletic presence. It really helps Iowa State on both ends of the floor. But, yes, offensively, he's really, really playing at a high level. And, you know, T.J. Altzelberger had mentioned in the offseason, and I think it raised eyebrows, that he thought Hassan Ward could be the most improved player in the Big 12 Conference. And, you know, he didn't play enough last year for people to really kind of form an opinion one way or the other, I guess. But he did do some good things toward the end of the season where they really saw this light bulb go on with him. And he had gotten to the team late last year, and just it took him a while to kind of assimilate. But now that he understands his role and has accepted it and embraced it, he's playing at a super high level. And the combination of him and Rob Jones has really given Iowa State a great 1-2 punch in the post. You know, those guys play about the same number of minutes. They both play about 22, 23 minutes a game. And they're both asked to play super hard in 2 to 3 minute spurts, and then they're going to come out for the other guy. And that's okay. They go all out when they're in there, and I love watching the way those two play.
Yeah, it's been a great dynamic. All right, let's look at what's on deck here tonight as both Iowa State and BYU, 13-3, Cyclones 2-1 in conference play, Cougars 1-2. So what do we know about BYU, John? What's on the scattering report?
Well, they lead the nation in made three-pointers per game, a 12.4 game. It reminds me a lot of Fred Hoiberg's teams at Iowa State, where they really have shooters all over the floor. They spread you out. They share the basketball exceptionally well. They'll make that extra pass. And then all five guys on the floor can make threes, including their center, Ali Khalifa, who's also a great passer. So a lot of their offense runs through him, but they're constantly cutting. They're constantly moving without the basketball, and it's a real chore to defend them. And so for Iowa State, the key tonight is to get them disrupted and get them out of their rhythm, because if they get in a rhythm, they're really tough to beat. They're averaging 85 points a game, as mentioned, over 12 threes a game, and you have to get them uncomfortable. If they get comfortable, it's over. So I think for Iowa State, the challenge, and again, we talk about the physicality and the hard double teams and all those kind of things, to try to force some team turnovers against a team that typically does not turn the ball over. They're the national leader in assist-to-turnover ratio, too. But you've got to get them, even if you don't turn them over, you have to get them out of their comfort zone. You have to get their timing off. You have to get them out of their rhythm. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where Iowa State can really do some things well tonight, if they can do it without fouling. And that's going to be the challenge, you know. And we'll see how the game's called. But I think that Iowa State, if they can really establish getting BYU uncomfortable on its offensive end, then I think they have a great chance to win this basketball game. But it's going to be hard to do that, especially on their home floor.
Yeah, BYU, a really good team, and it's a tough environment to play in, like we heard Coach Otzelberger there at the start of the segment. John, before I let you go, speaking of rhythm, Iowa State women's basketball, what a week it was last week for them. They get wins against then number 24 West Virginia, and then this past weekend at Hilton Coliseum, Hilton had more magic as a win over number 4 Baylor took place. I mean, just being there, what can you tell us right now about what must just be an incredible vibe that Bill Finley's team has permeating Ames?
It is. It's amazing what he's doing and what they're doing. With, you know, at one point in that game, for several minutes, Iowa State had 5 freshmen on the floor at the same time. It's just remarkable that they're even able to play with the number 4 team in the country, much less beat them. And so hats off to Coach Finley for what he's done. And Audie Crooks, the Big 12 Player of the Week this week, and Addie Brown are freshmen that don't play like freshmen. In fact, they're 2 of the best players in the Big 12, period. And the other freshmen are all doing their thing. And then you do have some veteran leadership with Emily Ryan returning. Iowa State 7-0 since she's come back. You've got Hannah Bellinger, a transfer from Truman State, who had a great game against Baylor. And then Naomi Ardila, even though she's in a little bit of a shooting slump, is also giving Iowa State a lot in terms of leadership and defense. So it's a really fun story, really fun to watch what they're doing. And, you know, it seems like they just don't know any better, you know, Cole. Nobody's told them they're not supposed to be able to hang with the number 4 team in the country, much less beat them. And they just play with a joy that is really fun to watch. And I think Coach Finley's having a blast coaching this team.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. About any time you hear him speak, it seems obvious. And what a treat they've been to follow, and looking forward, of course, to it the rest of the season. John, as always, great stuff. Always appreciate your time and your insight, and we'll look forward to you and Eric's call tonight here on The Fan.
All right, thanks a lot, Cole.
Take care, John. John Walters, Cyclone Sports Network, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, I mean, geez, holy cow. The basketball season going quite well in Ames so far. And here's the thing. The Big 12, really, no days off. And that goes for tonight. As John laid it out there, BYU leading the country in made 3-pointers per game. One of the best teams in assist-to-turnover ratio. Going to be a big challenge for TJ Otzelberger and Kyle Green's trademark defense tonight. They're going to need to establish that to have a chance to get a really, really tough road win. And pregame coverage at 7, tip-off at 8. You'll hear John and Eric later tonight right here on the official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up, and we'll come back on the other side. We'll go from talking Cyclones to Hawkeyes. David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, will join us. Fran McCaffrey passed Tom Davis last night. Is now the program's all-time wins leader. And we got to talk about that, the latest on Kirk Ferentz's search for an offensive coordinator. And, of course, we'll talk about Lisa Bluter's team as well. That's all next right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. With a new national ranking and a 2-1 Big 12 record, the Iowa State men are on the road tonight to visit 20th-ranked BYU. The Cougars are 13-3 overall, 9-1 at home.
We know it's a really hard place to play. I mean, they've got a great home court advantage. They packed that place. Their fans are, you know, they're a very excited fan base, enthusiastic, whatever you want to say. It's a tough place to play on the road, so we're going to have to be very mentally tough going in there, understanding the environment.
That's ISU coach T.J. Otzelberger. The Cyclones are 24th in the latest AP survey. It's an 8 o'clock Iowa time tip-off in Provo. The Iowa Hawkeye women take a 6-0 Big Ten record into tonight's game at home against Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes are 17-1 overall and number 2 in this week's AP poll. They've won the last 26 games in the series dating back to 2001. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% now through Wednesday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings coupon is for all Fleet Rewards members, in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional discount. Forget stamps or waiting for rebates. Enjoy 10% savings now through the 17th. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6 right here on 1650 The Fan. And listen to the Dan Patrick Show weekday mornings from 8 to 11 here on The Fan. We go from talking Cyclones to Hawkeyes on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, joins us now. David, I'd ask you how you're doing, but you're a Packers fan, as we were talking about during the break there. So you're doing just fine right now.
From the fandom, absolutely. I mean, Jordan Love, you know, looks like I could be getting another 10 to 15 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play. It's just I feel great about it. Those 5 weeks where we didn't have it, I was really questioning a lot. But it's nice. I feel really good about it.
Yeah, it probably feels good to have what sure seems to be a franchise quarterback. I wouldn't know the feeling. So, I mean,
it's still team fire Joe Barry, though.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, there's always somebody to fire in the NFL, so I can't blame you there. All right. Hey, I tell you what, speaking of football, let's start there again. We did this last week, but something has changed since then. Everybody, make sure you're following David on X, at David Eicholt. Subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. They're doing an outstanding job covering this offensive coordinator search of Kirk Ferentz's that continues. And the report I had seen, David, was that long-rumored candidate Paul Chryst, the former Wisconsin coach who's an analyst with Texas, is going to reportedly be staying put. Can you confirm this report? What else can you tell us about Kirk Ferentz's continuing search for an OC?
Yeah, so I think let's start there. So yesterday morning, I got the news finally confirmed. It's been rumored for the previous couple of days. But Paul Chryst was officially offered the job, and after debating on it, Paul Chryst actually declined the opportunity. So I think Iowa right now, I don't want to say they're back to square one, but I don't think this thing is going to be wrapped up here for at least another week. I mean, unless Kirk has a couple other candidates that we don't know about to this point, and he already has an offer in place, I think that this is going to continue. But a little bit disheartening, and, you know, I think at this point, Cole, I mean, we're on day 79 since I reported that Brian Ferentz would not be returning. I know he didn't want to interview candidates mid-season. It was just a totally different scenario, Cole. But at the same time, now it just matters about Kirk getting the hire right. The transfer portal's closed. You know, the fan base is very pent up. I think there's a lot of angst and unrest within the Iowa community about this next offensive coordinator. I think I'm just ready to be done predicting it and ready to have the name, the face, and we can actually talk about what could potentially happen. But I would say right now, I don't think Joe Philbin's going to be the option either. Paul Chryst obviously is not going to be the option.
Okay.
I am right now leaning somewhere that's going to be an NFL name that's kind of been hinted here or there, but just don't have any solidified names to report other than, you know, secondhand sources. And
okay.
They get out what they want to get out. Let's put it that way.
Sure. And when it comes to that angst you speak of from the fan base that's, you know, well-founded, the fan base by nature is going to try to suss out, well, why did Paul Chryst say no? And you had mentioned last week on this show that maybe the amount of money that should be there isn't there. So I think that's where I would start if I'm going to play the role of fan here and try to figure out why Paul Chryst said no. And then, of course, my next places I'm going with why Paul Chryst would have said no is Paul Chryst is talking to Kirk Ferentz and goes, well, you know, I like this scheme and I like that scheme and I like this, you know, I like this basket of plays and I like this sort of game plan against this team. And the whole time Kirk's just like they're not coalescing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As much as their offense is maybe to the not so trained eye looks similar when they were both coaching in the Big Ten. But I mean, where do you think is going to be? What do you make out of all of that? That, you know, fans are going to try to suss this out. Why he said no? Do you have any sort of inclination as to why he did say no?
Yeah, so I think, you know, I don't blame you for starting with the money, but I think that's kind of been refuted as of today. And the reason why I say that is, look at what it got announced today, right? Seth Wallace is now the assistant head coach, the first one in the Kirk Ferentz era. He went from making $750,000. Now he'll be making $1 million annual salary, and he's going to remain doing linebackers and being a co-defensive coordinator as well. But look what happened to Phil Parker. I mean, Phil Parker now is among the highest paid assistants in the country. Absolutely 100% should be. He's going from $1.4 million to $1.9 million. And then we're going to see what happens with Kelton Copeland. I reported, you know, last week that Kelton Copeland was not going to be returning as Iowa's receiver coach.
Right.
Kirk did decide not to renew his contract. And in my opinion, I think Kirk needs to leave that position open until he finds an offensive coordinator that can kind of fill in that other section of the staff. So I don't think there's a lot of nickel and diming more than anything else. But I do think at the end of the day, when you look at who's going to be the next offensive coordinator, Cole, what have you and I have said? you got to take care of Phil Parker. You can't pay the offensive coordinator more than Phil Parker with what all Phil Parker's done. And now I don't think that's going to be the case, but it also tells me that Iowa might be willing to shell out, you know, $1.4 to $1.6 million or so for a really good offensive coordinator.
It's not going to be Josh McDaniels, is it?
Hey, man, at this point, I don't know. The job is still on Indeed, by the way. So if you want to apply, you may as well go for it.
You know who should apply is Mike Martz. Then I think the football world would explode if Mike Martz took a job as Kirk Ferentz's offensive coordinator.
Oh, my God. I just want some just most bizarre. I want the storyline. I want the most bizarre, up-tempo, whatever hire. But the other thing with Chris, I meant to bring this up, and this is just more so my prediction, Cole. This is not anything solidified. I want to make sure it's clear. No really good up-and-coming offensive coordinator is coming to Iowa to simply coordinate Kirk Ferentz's offense.
Right.
Kirk Ferentz has to allow some freedom and creativity from whoever is going to be taking over the job. Will Kirk do that? I would guess not, but he could also surprise me. I mean, he's surprised us plenty over the years with decisions and things that he has done, and he has done plenty. So I know people, again, are getting kind of a lot of angst. At this point, you just got to shake your head and just say, okay, just get the hire right.
Yeah.
Just get the hire right and make the right decisions.
David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Fran McCaffrey becomes the program's all-time wins leader after the Iowa men's basketball team gets an 86-77 win at Minnesota last night, David. I think at this point, like in knowing I was going to bring this up and talking to you today, it made me think about, of course, Tom Davis, who Fran surpassed, and that Fran sure seems to be the example of what Iowa should have done when Tom Davis was the coach, which was be like, no, continuity is going to be better than having a quick trigger here and, you know, pushing Tom Davis out the door.
Yeah, it was very interesting kind of listening to Fran McCaffrey's comments last night because, you know, when Iowa struggles, you know, I think there's a common theme that's been brought up from angry fans, and they just say, you know, Fran doesn't look like he cares. Fran's stuck in his ways. Fran, you know. It was very interesting to watch him, how emotional he got when he was asked about Tom Davis repeatedly and about surpassing him. I mean, that's as emotional as I've seen Fran in a press conference ever. But, you know, I know people are quick to defend Kirk for a lot of reasons, and I understand that, but I think they're also very quick to blame Fran. And, yes, Fran has his shortcomings. But right now, I think you need to give him a lot of credit for where this team's sitting at because I'll tell you, man, 3 weeks ago, nobody thought Iowa was going to find a way to get back up to 500 in the Big Ten. The competition has not been the best.
Right.
But you see just a drastic difference in energy and effort on both sides of the ball. I mean, Tony Perkins gets excited about passing the ball now. I really think that's a new development. He had 15 the other night. Owen Freeman is playing like a second-team All-Big Ten caliber big.
Yeah.
And then you got Ben Cricke, who is going to be cooking dudes in the YMCA leagues till he's 85 years old. But he was born to play in Fran McCaffrey's offense for what he's done. He's been impressive. And then Josh Dix and what he's been able to do from three-point range and discovering that offensive game, that's a result of coaching. And, again, I'm not saying Fran's perfect, but you need to give Fran McCaffrey and people need to give Fran McCaffrey a lot of credit because I don't know if they're a tournament team. I still think they're going to be – I'll be surprised if they are a tournament team. But, Cole, they're just playing so much better and much more competent on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they really are. And I think Cricke being able to play at that four with Freeman occupying the opponent's big at the five has been huge for him. And yeah, of course, Josh Dix, like you point out, has been another big piece of this as well. Quickly, before I got to let you go, the Iowa women's basketball team playing host to Wisconsin tonight, a team that they beat a little over a month ago by 22 points. You know, short of something we can't foresee, Iowa should be able to take care of business tonight. So headed into this game, David, with what we've seen in a 14-game winning streak now, more so recently since last week when we spoke, what would you say is kind of the headline with this team, good, bad, or somewhere in between right now?
Yeah, we'll see. Right now, Hannah Stolke is listed as questionable on the official availability report, so I think that's certainly news. But how about Gabby Marshall? Four threes in three straight games. She's finding a three-point shot again. Kate Martin, I think, is playing spectacular. And Iowa's looking for their 29th straight win over Wisconsin. Yes, that's not a typo.
Wow.
29th straight win over Wisconsin. So I think right now Iowa's looking like that Final Four caliber team. I expect the train to keep rolling. They're a 33.5-point favorite tonight, Cole. It's about how much of the supporting cast can, how much can they contribute, and can they kind of keep up the upward trajectory? Because if Gabby Marshall, Kate Martin, Kylie Fierbach, and all of them, if they can contribute in the scoring department, I mean, Iowa's going to be just such an incredibly versatile and tough team to beat.
Yes, they are. David, great stuff as always. We'll follow your reporting of that game tonight on X at David Eichel and at HawkeyeInsider.com. Great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you, too, buddy. We'll take care. Likewise. David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Let's take this final time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Andrew Siciliano with NFL Network Now. On the Westwood One Radio Network, the Bills beat the Steelers 31-17 to win their sixth consecutive game. Josh Allen, 203 and three touchdowns. He also ran for a score and 74 yards on the ground. The Bills now host Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC divisional round. Meantime, in the NFC, the Buccaneers eliminate the Eagles, the defending conference champions, 32-9 to end Super Wild Card weekend. The Eagles season over, losing 6 out of 7, including their wild card game in Tampa. Baker Mayfield throws for 337 and three touchdowns in a blowout as the Buccaneers now head to Detroit to face the Lions in the divisional round. And USC quarterback Caleb Williams, the winner of the Heisman Trophy 2 years ago, has thrown his name officially into the 2024 NFL Draft. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In the NFL, it's widely believed that you need a franchise quarterback to be successful. Talents like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen certainly give you the best chance of winning. The two AFC quarterbacks can make plays, make throws that some other quarterbacks can only dream of. But when you look at the NFC playoff picture, an all-pro quarterback may be not as important as we once thought. After a few upsets, most of the elite QBs are already planning their offseason vacations. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys bounced by the Packers last night, the defending NFC champion Eagles eliminated by the Buccaneers in a one-sided matchup. So that leaves these quarterbacks, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, and Brock Purdy. All four deserve this opportunity, but that's far from a star-studded group of MVP candidates. And in today's quarterback-driven league, maybe this is a friendly reminder that although it's important, not everything revolves around your quarterback. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change all of that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. You can learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations do apply. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for that challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive.
Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Got to thank Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters for joining today's show. Pre-game coverage of Iowa State at BYU coming up in a little over an hour at 7 o'clock. Tip-off of that one at 8, so keep it locked right here on The Fan. Also got to thank David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com. Talked about Kirk Ferentz's ongoing search for an OC. Does anybody want this job? It's on Indeed if you want to go and apply. Might get it. I don't know at this point. Got to thank David Eichel for joining today's show. Have a great night, everybody. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.